state and federal legislation passed this year authorizing the transfer of around 18,000 acres of mental health trust land to the federal government in exchange for around 20,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest near Ketchikan and on Prince of Wales Island. The trust lands to be exchanged are near Ketchikan, Petersburg, Juneau, Wrangell, Sitka, Myers Chuck, and on QU Island. Wynne Menefee, the Mental Health Trust Land Office's deputy director, explains the work that has to happen in the next 2 years.
We have to work on the surveys, the appraisals, and a host of other things. There's studies that have to be done per the law, and all that has to be taken care of before we can exchange the land. But there's deadlines that are in the federal bill, which we are trying to make sure that we can get done in time. And the first phase gets completed within 1 year of passage of the federal bill, and the second phase gets done in 2 years. So there's a compressed amount of time with a lot to do, and so we're very busy at it.
Under those deadlines, the first land will be exchanged by next May. That includes two trust land parcels totaling over 2,500 acres on Signal Mountain and Minerva Mountain near Ketchikan, swapped for around 2,400 acres of Tongass land near Naugatuy on Prince of Wales. Then the bulk of the land will change hands in the second phase with a deadline of May of 2019. Menefee says he expects timber sale offerings from the new mental health lands soon after the transfer.
The way that we're looking at it is we don't want to let a lot of time lapse, so we will likely be working on efforts right up to try to get very concurrent with that first phase going through so that we can get a best interest decision running right after that and public comment period and then go into actual contracts after that. So the idea is we know that the timber industry needs the timber quickly, and our intention is as soon as we get the land to be able to start proceeding along that line.
Timber sales could be in the form of contracts negotiated solely between the land office and specific timber companies, or sales offered for companies to bid on. Menefee expects there will be public comment periods with a best interest decision on the overall exchange, as well as decisions on sale of timber from those new mental health lands. The lands going to the federal government include the steep hillside above Mitkoff Highway south of downtown Petersburg. The Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association formed over a decade ago to fight plans to log that hillside and advocate for a land exchange instead. Homeowner Ed Wood says the group will not disband until the deed for the land is actually signed over to the federal government.
Feels pretty darn good right now to have come this far and can hopefully see the end of this. I'm not sure, you know, what the final outcome is going to be here yet. We're hopeful that it's all going to work. Congressional action and a presidential signature is pretty hard to turn your nose up, so I'm hoping that the trust will follow through and see it through.
Wood is hoping the Mitkoff lands are designated for a recreational use under Forest Service management. That's a decision that has yet to come for all the new Tongass lands. Forest Service spokesman Paul Robbins says that the agency will be making decisions on land use designations for those parcels.
We want to get as much input as possible as we can from the diverse group of stakeholders that this all involves on those land use designations. So we're going to make sure that everybody gets to have their say in how these LUDs are assigned, although they do have to be assigned within the mandate of the Act.
The law requires that the new Tongass lands are managed to protect their scenic value. That means six different possible land use options for the 10 parcels on six different ranger districts. Robbins says the agency will be creating a web page about the options for the new lands and holding public meetings. Those could be starting up as soon as September. The law requires the federal government to make public the appraisals of the land to be swapped before each phase is completed. It also requires an exchange of equal value, which could mean parcels are removed from the swap after the appraisals. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.